I'm looking for a detox program to start a weight loss program. What do you recommend? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Patricia from Facebook asks, I'm looking for a detox program to start a weight loss program. What or how do you recommend? First off, Patricia, go you, because, and I'll explain this next, it is super critical to do a detox prior to doing a weight loss program. I'm going to explain why and how you can best do this when we come back. Stay with me. Okay, so here's my perfect diet roadmap. And really, I want to just break this apart. Diets are things that you do short term to get a result, to learn something about yourself, to be therapeutic, that move you into an eating plan. And so when you think about it, gosh, what's the first thing you should do? Assess where you're at. What's your weight? What's your body fat? What's your hip and waist measurement? How's your energy? How's your focus? How's your skin? How's your pain and inflammation, gas and bloating? Like, take inventory. And then let's add before we take away. Let's start improving the quality of our diet by adding more non-starchy vegetables, by adding more fiber, by adding more water in between meals. Next thing is to do a detox. It is so important. And I love that Patricia asked this question. It's so important that your body is detoxifying well prior to starting a weight loss program, because ideally a weight loss program is a fat loss program. And here's the thing, toxins are stored in our fat. And so if you start to free up fat to get it out of your body, you are going to free up toxins, and you better make sure that you are getting those out of your body, right? Because if you free them up and don't get it out, you make yourself feel worse and be worse than before. Now, here's the thing that happens with toxins. They're stored in your fat. Your body then tries to hold onto that fat and cool things off, lower your metabolism, right? Impact your thyroid and your insulin. So your body will do that as a protective measure. So one of the first things you want to think about is, how do I get my detox pathways working really well? All right, let's talk about some of the things that you can put into a detox program. And I will tell you that in our community, we've made a point of doing focused detoxes throughout the year as a group, because I really love to do this as a group, to have the accountability and support. I find that people tend to be most successful with things when they have a start date. You know, big thing that happens in the diet world is, we'll start tomorrow. So if you have a start date, then guess what? You get started. One of the keys to being successful, take action. So I'm going to give you some of the parameters of the things that we put into our detox program and why, so you can incorporate these. And hey, I'd love it if you joined us on our next one. So be sure you're dialed into the community over at jjvirgin.com so you know what's going on and when. All right. So first thing is, you are going to pull out the high FI foods. So in the Virgin Diet, I talk about the healthy foods often that could be hurting you, and how you figure out. And so the first step in a detox, and it's part of what I'm doing now as I'm redoing the Virgin Diet 2.0, is really starting out with, what are the things we need to do to detoxify? Well, first thing is to pull out the things that could be toxifying you, creating inflammation, creating problems. So that could be any of the high FI foods I talk about in the Virgin Diet. And I walk you through a process of pulling them out and then checking in to see, to connect the dots, to see how you feel with them. Do they make you feel worse or better? But to start out, we're just going to yank them out. We're going to do swaps. So we're going to take out gluten, swap it for other things, dairy, corn, eggs, soy, peanuts. And then, of course, we're taking out sugar and artificial sweeteners. So that is pulling out the high FI foods. We want to make sure that we're really kicking in the fiber. And if you're someone who doesn't eat a high fiber diet, we want to do this not necessarily overnight, but over time. So we can increase your fiber to a reasonable amount over the course of a week. And fiber is super important for detoxifying. It can help, helps you have poops you can be proud of. It gives you bulk to your stools, but also increases your transit time to get them out. So it helps absorb toxins and remove toxins. And of course, eating from a rainbow of vegetables, and especially deep green leafies, a lot of those deep green leafies have chelating minerals in them that help grab a hold of these toxins and get them out. So that's super important. And then protein, which we often don't think about when we think about detoxifying, is people don't think about protein. In fact, you'll see these things where they're on a juice cleanse. But the challenge is you need amino acids to grab a hold of the toxins once they're freed up and get them out of the body. So I love to use protein shakes because that is super bioavailable protein. I also think this is a great time to use digestive enzymes to make sure that you have the enzymes on board to be able to break down that protein and absorb it well so that it can do its job in detoxification. Obviously, loads of water. I also love some apple cider vinegar and green tea. Green tea is great for detox and also balancing your gut microbiome. And then some lifestyle things here that are important. Sauna and sweating. I have an infrared sauna at home, a sunlight and sauna I'm in love with. We do that a couple times a week. And that is great for detoxifying because the infrared gets deeper into the fat where all the toxins are stored. So sauna, sweating, this is where exercise is super important, all that circulation. Dry brushing also helps with circulation. And Epsom salts baths are another great one that you can do at night. More than anything else, I love a focused time. You should obviously be detoxifying daily. We're getting assaulted by toxins daily. But I love a focused cleanse a couple times a year where you just really dial this all in. So again, join my community. I'll let you know when the next one's coming up and I'd love to do it with you. All right. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just pop over to Instagram, jj.virgin, DM me with your questions and make sure that you subscribe to the show at subscribetojj.com so you don't miss your daily dose. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.